Because of Angel Face Maniero, Marchetti's father said, they keep the prisoners locked in their cells all day now. Although the Marchettis were careworn and depressed, I sensed they felt some relief knowing that the countdown to a conclusion of their nightmare had already begun. With good behavior, Massimiliano could be out in 2 years and 8 months. But they still find ways of torturing him, said his mother. Last week, they sent him a formal letter telling him his sentence had been miscalculated and that he would have to serve an additional 14 days. Then they sent him a bill for court costs, said his father, 2,582 euros, $3,300. Signora Marchetti shook her head. Have you heard anything about your nephew, Enrico Carella? No, said Signora Marchetti. What has your sister said about his disappearance? I haven't spoken to her, she said. Really? Since when? It's been about 3 months, ever since Massimiliano went to jail. She stopped talking to me. She hasn't called. And you haven't called her? No, she's the one who should call. Is this because you feel that Enrico is responsible for all your troubles? We just wish he'd never offered Massimiliano the job, said her husband. When I came back to Venice, I went to the Giudecca to see Lucia Carella, Enrico's mother. She had not heard from her son since the day he vanished. I prefer not hearing from him, she said, because hearing from him means something has happened. When I don't hear anything, I think he's okay, maybe, as okay as a runaway can be. Do you assume your telephone is tapped? Telephones, cell phones, his ex-girlfriend's phones, everybody's phone. They're hoping he'll call me. I hear strange noises when I'm on the phone. In his interview with the Gazzettino, Enrico said he thought Massimiliano's parents blame him for everything. Why did he think so?
The way they acted.
Did they say anything directly to Enrico?
No, absolutely not.
Your sister tells me the two of you haven't spoken in about 3 months. She called the day Massimiliano was arrested, but I haven't heard from her since. My mother lives with me, and that means she hasn't spoken to her mother either. And since I am 8 years older, and my mother, by the way, is 80, I think it should be her to call us, or at least call her mother. So that's the way it stands. She has always been the smallest one and the most spoiled. She thinks I'm the one who should call, and I think she's the one who should call. It's stupid, but the longer it goes on, the worse it gets.
It's sad.
Yes, it's sad. But maybe suddenly I'll just pick up the phone and call her. That's the kind of person I am. Your sister is probably a little distracted at this point.
Yes, she is distracted. But I am more distracted than she is. At least she knows where her son is. I don't.